Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It is a, it was a very nice day here in South Florida so far, and then this time of year, it just happens every year. The storms blow in off the ocean, and man, today is no exception, but we should be okay. We should be okay, knock on wood. Our power sometimes goes out with these storms, but I don't think it will today. It doesn't seem that intense out there, but it's certainly looking mean. Anyhow, I am very, very excited about the show today because we've got a fantastic musical act on today. They're a duo, a pop duo out of Los Angeles, and I just really, really dig these guys. I dig their new single. And without further ado, I would like to welcome the gentlemen, Matt and Connor from Somewhat Coy to the show. Gentlemen, how are
you? Hey, guys.
Good,
good. We're doing really well. Yeah.
Nice. And you're not being too coy, just somewhat coy. No, I'm teasing you.
Just somewhat, yeah.
So tell me about it. You guys are from L.A. Have you guys been, how did Somewhat Coy come together? How did you guys meet and everything?
Well, as far as the name goes, we originally went by Coy, and through a lot of other issues, we sort of just were like, well, we want to have something that is better in search queries, so we changed it to Somewhat Coy. Not far from that, I guess.
I like
it. We met about 7 years ago in college.
Oh, man, don't age us like that.
Right?
Whoa, 7 years.
Yeah. 17, 18 years old, right, when we met?
Yeah, 18. I guess we were 18 when we met. Yeah, that was seven years ago.
Yeah. And,
yeah, we met at college, and we were in the same dorm. And we started off in, this indie rock band. It was like five of us.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell the story where it kind of dwindled down until, you know, we all knew we wanted to make different types of music, and so the band members just started leaving, and they're still our really good friends, but then it was just Matt and I, and we're like, well, what kind of music do we want to make? And luckily we want to make the same type of music. So
and we didn't have the right band to fill in the instruments.
Yeah, so
we
had to play all the doubles.
Now, I'm a little bit older than you guys. I will date myself. This reminds me, when I was a kid, I grew up in Metro Detroit, but in the Midwest there, it seemed that everyone I knew wanted to be a guitar player. And as a matter of fact, I've told this story many times. All the people I knew wanted to be in a band, and I had to sit them all down and say, guys, you can't have 13 guitar players. Somebody's going to have to learn something else, you know? And and then the wonderful world of DAT tape and sequencing and, you know, keyboards and really rudimentary computers happened. And, you could do that. You could, you know, the 808s came out, the drum machines and stuff. And people started just, really doing a lot with that. No, I'm looking at my show notes here. I didn't realize you guys met, when you were in college. This was in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So
where were you guys going?
They're from different parts. Well, we went to Berkeley, but we're from different parts of the country. So I'm from Fort Myers, Florida, and Connor's from
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing, I went to college in Boston as well. I went to UMass, and what a lot of people don't Berkeley. Now, let me just say a couple things about Berkeley and Boston and college and everything. For those listening that don't realize, man, you can't just stroll into Berkeley with a kazoo. You kind of have to know your P's and Q's, man. That is pinky out, and you're going to walk out of there knowing what an augmented seventh is. You know, I mean,
pinky
they are
out,
serious
right.
right here, right now. Just, you know, the top, that's a really nice school. I'm very impressed. And in Boston, one of the cool things about Boston, no, I don't know if it's when you guys were going, I imagine it still probably is. When I was going, it was the first place I had ever lived and been around where you met people like exactly what you're saying from all over, not just the U.S. either, from all over the world, you know, and you make friends and
international.
They would go away after a couple of years. You know, they'd go back to where they were from or somewhere else. But it was a very crazy scene, you know. But it was really cool meeting all these people from different cultures and walks of life.
Being a big college town, too, you know. Like, there's just tons of – I think – I forget what number it was, but it was, like, some –
120.
Yeah, even more, like, almost 200,000 college students in Boston.
Oh, students, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I know – All of my Berkeley friends when I was going, again, this was many years ago. You guys probably, I don't know, you know if you were born yet, but maybe. But you were little when I was there. But one of the cool things about Boston being such a college town is, man, you'd be like in Jamaica Plain or something, and you'd be walking down the street and you'd see a party going on, and you didn't even have to know anybody at that party. You just kind of wandered in and, hey – you would wind up knowing somebody, usually. Berkeley friends were too serious. They didn't party. Berkeley was not a party scene, you know. It was, they were very focused, you know. I don't know. Focused? Yeah.
I think it's part of the circle at Berkeley is, you know, there's no like Greek life or anything, you know. It's like if you really were looking for a party, you had to look kind of hard. I mean, most of the parties we went to ended up being people's house shows, you know, concert bands, bands playing their music. And
that's cool, man. That is cool. So you guys, you know, finished up with school and everything and then decided, no, I did the same thing. But I didn't go to L.A. I moved to San Diego. I just wanted the exact opposite. I said, I do not want to shovel snow for my parking space anymore. I got to get the hell away from snow and cold. And I wound up in San Diego. You guys moved to L.A.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I wanted to get away from the East Coast myself. I missed nice weather and the West in general, but I think Matt missed nice weather too, I would say, coming from Florida. Boston definitely. I think we miss Boston more and more every year, to be honest. But it's sort of the move.
Finish your thought.
I mean, we're just like, you know, after Berkeley, you know, a lot of kids, you either go to Nashville, Austin. You stay in Boston or you go to L.A. You know, there's only a few places you really go to.
Hubs of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Florida, so, like, snow didn't really bother me. I only had a car for 2 years in Boston, for 3 years. So it was, like, you know, it was a treat to shovel snow. I was, like, I was that. I was. I liked it.
The snow was brutal in Boston, dude.
Yeah, but if you spend your whole life on the snow, and then you suddenly get to shovel snow a little bit.
So, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. I can see it. I don't know, man. I was ready to get the hell out of there.
But, yeah. But I liked the
scene out there, the people. L.A., like I said, I moved to San Diego, so that means every weekend I was in L.A., just because San Diego is a little sleepy. Not really. I mean, it's nice and everything, but, you know, it's all the clubs,
it's sleepy
and all
now.
The hip stuff going on. Yeah, it's because I moved. No, I'm teasing. I think it's always been sleepy. I was going to write a book about it called Cincinnati with a Beach. No, don't send me hate mail about I'm not throwing shade, as they say today, at San Diego. It's very nice. It's a really nice place to be. But if you're going to be in the entertainment business, you're going to have to make that 3-hour drive every day up to LA because that's where stuff's happening. And you guys smartly relocated to LA, which I think's, pretty cool. Now, are you guys, well, LA is quite a different, a bit of a difference though, from Salt Lake City to in Fort Myers, you know, I mean, quite a big difference.
Yeah,
and quite a big difference
city.
From Boston. Really? You'll need to get that car again. You know?
Yeah, I still have it.
There you go. Well, that's cool, though. But one of the great things about LA, especially for my musician friends, is, you know, they'll be working on something, and they're like, man, we need to get, we need to bring in a, you know, whatever on this beat or this project we're doing, and it can usually be done with a phone call, you know, and suddenly things are happening, you know, people are there. You can get that didgeridoo in the background, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Did you guys like the move out there to the West Coast?
Yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, coming out here, it's like, I feel like you go to Boston and you're in Berkeley and it's like very scholastic or whatever, academic, and then you come out here and it's the same people that were there, but they're just out here and now nobody cares about school and everybody's just making music. So it's like, we kind of put the school behind you and you're just like, well, we all know each other from location A and that's Berkeley, but now we're in location B and we're just making music.
Yeah. We have a lot of friends out here, which makes, just what you were saying, like, it just makes it easy. Like if we ever need really, really incredible guitar on a track, you know, we have a few friends that we go to that we know are stellar guitar players from Berkeley who are just straight up our good friends, you know, and it's like they're a phone call away and they're a drive away.
That's cool. And they probably would say the same thing about you guys. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's happened.
Hope so, yeah.
It's, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody the other day who is they make movies. They're doing independent film and whatnot. And we were talking about the IMDb database, you know, the independent the International Movie Database or whatever it is. And you know, it's like a resume for people in film and TV and whatnot. It's a website that has, you know, you list what all you've done. And I said, well, we were talking about it, and I said, this would never work for the musicians, because every musician I know has about 45 pages of projects. They exactly what you guys were saying, you know, somebody's calling, and, you know, that would just too big.
Even coming out to L.A., it's like, you know, we have somewhat coy, and we have spent literally hundreds, if not thousands of hours working on the music, you know, the song that's out and the music that we have ready to put out and the music videos. And, you know, we have like tons more songs ready to go that are literally finished, ready to go. But on top of that, we both work independently in the music industry. Like whether we're, I know like Connor does composing and I do production for other artists and clients. So like that, you know, it kind of, the circle widens with that. And you start your list of things that you do is way deeper than you'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's cool that you guys are doing, you know, and I'm glad to hear that because you guys, your music's incredible. You guys obviously are, you know, fantastic musicians. And, you know, I'm glad that you're, I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the music business. I paint pictures of people for a living. And I know, and I tell people this all the time, in my particular creative pursuits, I have to draw or paint every day. You got to keep those muscles going. You know, I mean, that's, if I go on vacation for a week, it takes me 2 or 3 days to kind of get back into that groove, you know? And I think a lot of musicians I know are the same way, and I'm glad to hear you guys are working. And I hate to use this term day jobs. Usually it turns out to be more of night jobs. But you guys are still working in the music field and everything. So it's keeping, it doesn't surprise me to hear that because it's keeping those muscles that are well toned that you guys have, you know?
Yeah. Strangely enough, we both work from home. So it's day job is definitely night job was the better used term there. I think.
Yeah. Night job is definitely the better term.
Like we have two studios in our house. So we do all of our production here, which makes it very nice, but yeah, we don't go anywhere pretty much.
Well, and it, who knew that this year that skill would come in handy?
Yeah,
you know, that's
yeah,
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
my whole life
has
been building up to this moment.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. I'm telling you, my friends, you know, people are asking, they're like, oh, man, we're going crazy. Are you doing okay? I'm like, man, this is a Tuesday. The only thing that changed was my wife leaves the house for her work, and suddenly she was home. So I had to adjust and course correct, you know, having another person here because I wasn't used to it.
I feel like I see in all my social media circles all my friends and, like, yeah, everyone, it's always the same joke of, like, quarantine, like, this is the best time ever for, you know, to stay inside and work from home, because that's already what we're doing, you know.
Oh, yeah, set up for it, yeah, you know, and I have to say, too, I mean, and I'm not trying to, it's been a crazy year, and there's been a lot going on and whatnot, and I don't want to dismiss any of the seriousness of it. You know, people getting sick and dying and stuff. That's serious right here, right now. I mean, that's bad. Really, I got to say, you know, with Amazon and all the, you know, everything set up for home delivery and it could have happened at a much worse time, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I like
it. It definitely... things are convenient right now, you know, for some people, you know, for some people. And luckily we're part of that demographic, but.
Right. Right. Well, it's, you know, I imagine you guys have probably been, you know, utilizing this, like you said, you know, to your advantage to work on stuff and what have you, and, you know, get things in the hopper and ready to go. Now, you guys are going, you know, it's interesting to me because the music business has kind of realigned itself. And a lot of people do this. They release singles, build up momentum from the singles, fan base and whatnot. I think it's a brilliant way to do it. Is that kind of your guys' plan to release singles like every so often and whatnot, every few months?
Yeah, I mean, we figure starting from, you know, releasing our first single, Honest, we think it's the best way to kind of slowly build up a fan base, is just kind of have more content to release. And so we have three singles ready, including Honest. And we're going to try and do a music video for each one of those singles. And speaking of which, we have a music video for Honest coming out very soon to try and kind of garner more fan base and get people listening to our stuff.
Well, I mean, outside of, like, the meta aspect of that, Honest was the first song that we did. So, like, we originally, coming out of that indie rock band, we were like, well, we both kind of produced. Let's make some music and see what it sounds like. And we had, like, tons of demos, like 20, 30. I mean, not tons, but, you know, relative for two of us.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, well, let's just take, you know, some of them are just short little seeds, and some of them are, like, full songs. And Honest was the first one that we were like, okay, this is what we want to kind of go down. This is the route we want to go down. And then everything kind of spurred off of that. So, like, it felt like, well, what are we going to release first? Like, well, we'll start with the first one. Like, you know, because they each get subsequently, I guess, better or whatever. How, you know.
Even different, too. Like, Honest to me, obviously, like, Honest is our sound. We love Honest, but definitely on the spectrum of, like, what kind of music we make, it's very dancey, it's very poppy.
Yeah.
And the next stuff we have coming out, we're equally as excited for, but it's more kind of bandy in a way.
I gotcha. Well, it's cool, and I can't wait to see the video, because I am, you know, to be honest with you, see what I did there? Oh, it's terrible. No, but I really like Honest. I think it's a fantastic track. It's a good summer track. Puts me in a good mood when I hear it, and I just really like it. And I saw you guys, I believe it was, and we have links on our show page, ladies and gentlemen, to the Somewhat Coy Facebook page and Instagram. And I think, I can't remember where I saw it. I think it was either on Instagram or Facebook. You guys did a little teaser, like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 second, like, little shot from the video and whatnot that you guys are working on. And it was really cool. I'm like, I want to see that video.
That was like the edit one of the video. We were kind of like, oh, I wonder what people think we're doing now. And we were like, well, we should show, because we kind of went silent a couple of days. And we were like, well, I wonder, you know, we don't have that many people watching us. But we were like, well, for the few that are, if they're wondering what we're doing, like, you know, we have been the last three weeks, we have been pretty much shut in working on this music video, like
doing it all ourselves too.
It has been we had like intense lighting and like all filming ourselves with gimbals, and it's been a process.
It was a learning experience, but honestly, like, we're really pumped now. Like, now we feel like we can do music videos. We are confident we can do a music video for each one of our songs now that we've done it for Honest. You know, it's like that first learning experience, and we're super excited for people to see it.
Oh, that's cool, man. I can't wait. Like I said, it's a fantastic track, and you know, and it like I said, just puts me in a good mood, you know, when I hear it and everything. We should play it, because I have it queued up here.
Yes, please.
You guys mind? Let's play it.
Yeah, no, please go for it.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Somewhat Coy. This is new. This is Honest. Check this out.
Trading our hands to
Ladies and gentlemen, what a track. Did I lie? That was somewhat coy honest. I did not. I like that track.
Thank
That's
you.
A fun
Thanks.
Summary track. Yeah, man, that is cool. That is very cool. Now, let me ask you this. Has it dropped yet? Is it out? Can people pick it up?
Yeah, you can stream it anywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all the streaming apps. Look us up, Somewhat Coy Honest.
Very cool. Very cool. And I would just add, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know I say this a lot on the show, but it's so true. We live in an algorithm world. Definitely, if you dig a track, you know, you hear a track you like, it helps so much in the world we live in, is if you add it to your playlist, you know, your Spotify playlist, your whatever, you know, they all have playlists. But add those tracks in because it helps out. With the placement, it comes up a lot more frequently and whatnot. And, you know, it's doing the band a favor. It doesn't cost you anything. And you're hearing something you like, you know. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a win-win.
No, you're
very
exactly
cool.
Right.
Yeah, we live in an algorithm world.
Oh, we do. It's crazy. Well, you know, and Connor and Matt will tell you, you know, especially in their game, you know, they'll go into a meeting. There'll be a guy with a ponytail and a suit jacket and a pair of jeans, and you know he'll be probably smoking a vape these days instead of a cigar, and he'll say, "Well, boys, what's the engagement?" You know, and they'll say, "Wow, it's through the roof." And he'll say, "Brilliant! Here's a check. Write him a big check." No, that's the hope.
He has one.
You know, that would be nice. Yeah, not a problem, right? Oh, man. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Oh, that's great. But no, it's cool. And one of the things, you know, I was just talking to somebody, a musician friend of mine the other day about this. Because I remember pre-Napster, how the music business, not that I was very intimate with it or anything, but I just knew a lot of people in it. And, you know, everything changed. The music industry changed and whatnot. And you'll hear, you know, old fogies like me, especially, you know, bemoaning it. Oh, well, it used to be you'd have label support and blah, 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 and all this stuff. One of the things I like about your generation, a couple things, is that you guys kind of do it all yourself. You know what I mean? You're not beholden to anybody, and you don't have to rely on anybody. You know, you're out here doing, you're doing this show, you know, you're doing your marketing. You're not only creating the content, but getting it out there to a global market. I think that's awesome, you know?
It's a weird time in the industry. Yeah. I mean, we definitely look back on the way it used to be, and we, you know, it's a growth for better and for worse, I think, at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, and you, I mean, you see Absolutely. Everyone else doing the same thing, you know, it's like you have to be able to do it all yourself these days, you know, it's just the...
Yeah, until someone's willing right. to decide you no longer have to do it by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I knew some... You know, it's funny because a lot of people just starting out and whatnot, the dream that they have, because I don't know if they understand how it works, but the business aspect of it, of getting signed and what that really entailed. I knew some people in a couple different bands where they were lucky enough to get signed. And what they didn't realize is they got the loan, they got the money, but they didn't realize it was a loan. They had to pay that back. You know.
Oh yeah. That's the game right there.
Right. And
you got and you every know, dollar you get, you have to pay back.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And hopefully, you know, you'll have some Taylor Swift track or something, you know, that'll take off and cover all that. But man, you know, if it doesn't, it's still got to be paid back. It's the same.
Yeah.
I found out from a writer friend of mine, I guess the same thing happens in the literary world, you know, with people writing books and stuff. I'm like, man, be careful. I knew some people that
risk, you know. It's the idea of, like, right, taking a risk on a writer or on a band that doesn't have the algorithmic engagement that meets the qualification. It's like, it's not worth it. It's like a stock or an investment, you know. You want the likelihood of its return to be high.
And hopefully someone sees us that way. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, guys, if you were a horse, I would bet on you. You know, you guys, number one.
Thanks, Jamie.
First and foremost, you have great art that you've created. You know what I mean? The music is phenomenal. The track, honestly, it's a great track. It's hitting all the marks. And then the bands, you guys are very, I don't know if you're consciously aware of this. It seems like you are, that you've got that same guy in that meeting, you know, with the ponytail, he would understand it. You guys got the brand down, you know what I mean? You're very, it's a marketable brand.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, that is good to hear.
That's not consciously aware. We just kind of put it together and go, well, this kind of looks like us. But I guess you take 7 years of discussing what a band looks like, and you get some semblance
right.
of a band at the end.
Yeah, some semblance. You know, and just like, you know, our influences and who we want to be like. And, Matt and I have a lot of the same bands and artists that we look up to. And I think it's easy to create a brand when it's like, that's who we want to be. You know, that's the kind of artist we want to be, you know.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I can definitely, this is one of those, and you know, it was so funny, a couple years ago, I had a guest on who had a track, and it was great. It was a great track. It was very cool. And I'd been playing it the week leading up to the show, and my wife had heard it. She manages a makeup place called Ulta. She works for Ulta. They sell, you know, cosmetics and that kind of stuff. And so she texted me in the middle of the day. This is after I had this. It was the day before I had him on. And she's like, "Oh my God, that track you've been playing is playing over the music in the store here." And I'm like, "Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's a good track. I bet that's going to start happening with Honest. I can see that. I can hear it in places. You know, it's just a fun, good
track."
We're
crossing our fingers. That would be very. We would be honored to have anything like that.
Well, I'm telling you guys. We will touch. We'll stay right in contact, and it's gonna happen, man. I can predict it. Well, it's very cool.
You,
I'm glad it's out, and people can. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, if it was a horse, I'd be putting my money up. It's a good track.
We'll run.
Yeah, and I think you guys. You know, I can't wait to hear more. You know, I can't wait to hear more, and I'm gonna be right in touch with. Angie over. I'm so glad you guys are working with Trend PR too. They are just top of their game, man. I do
like they're so
nice. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're really awesome to work with.
Oh yeah, man. Just in, you know, and you guys know this because you guys are in the serious music business. You know, when you work with the best, that's the kind of results you get. You know.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, you know. I remember I was reading a biography of about David Bowie just a few months back, and somebody had asked him, they're like, "Man, every song you do is just, you know, out of the park and fun on." And he's like, "Yes, I work with the best people in the business." You know, it's hard to fail when you work with the best.
Yeah, that's true.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Well, that's fantastic. I don't want to put you guys under the gun. I am excited to see the video. That will be coming soon, you think?
Yeah, soon. Within a few weeks, for sure. We're still nailing down the exact date, but yeah, very soon.
Awesome.
The video's done.
Yeah, it's all done. We have it all edited and everything, so.
Nice. Well, I will be blasting it out on all my social media. Because I know people are going to be excited to see it and whatnot. Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, let me ask you guys this. Now, we talked a little bit about you guys been working, you know, during the whole pandemic and everything. When all this settles down, and I know this is a terrible question because nobody knows when it's going to, you know, effectively settle down and musicians can get back out there and, you know, doing their thing. Do you guys plan on – if it were to happen, would you guys be taking somewhat coy doing live performances as well, or are you guys going to be more of a studio type band? What's the direction, or have you even given any thought this year?
We've played 5-6 shows actually, starting in last October.
Oh, wow.
We started playing shows November, yeah. And we were just getting, you know, kind of our feet wet with playing in L.A.
Well, because the original goal was to release Honest in, like, April. And so we were like, well, we'll play a couple shows. We'll, like, because we have a full set, and we were like, we'll play the set. We'll, like, figure out what comes out first. We'll get it all set up. And then, yeah, we had played about 6 shows, and then COVID.
And then COVID happened, and, yeah, it kind of changed our plan. So, but, I mean, yeah.
No, absolutely.
Bet. I mean, when it's safe again to be out there playing, we're going to definitely be one of the first wave of artists doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't surprise me to hear that. I mean, I've known some people. I have a lot of DJ friends, too, you know, I know some people that just do studio stuff, you know. Hey, Pet Shop Boys made a big living just being they eventually start playing live, though. But the majority of my musician friends, it's like a drug. They like that being on stage. You know, that's just the way.
Yeah, we love it.
Let me put
it
this way.
So much.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a reason. I was talking to somebody one time. We were talking about the Rolling Stones. And they're like, man, those old guys, you know, why? They don't need the money. No, they don't need the money. They like playing on stage. That's why they're doing it, man. They don't. No, they could buy islands. It's pretty telling if they're, dragging themselves around doing that. I get it.
Yeah, the entirety of me, I mean, on a personal level, going and doing, like, oh, I'm going to go to college for music. Like, it really stems from, like, I really, really want to play a drum set on a stage for a really long time. Like, that was the initial, like, push. I mean, literally on day one, I told my roommate, I was like, my roommate in Berkeley was the bassist in my band back home. And I was like, on day one, I was like, you go find 2 guitarists. I'll find 2 guitarists. One of them is going to be able to sing, and that's going to be the end of it. We're going to make a band. And that was our indie rock band. That's how we met. I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you guys are doing it. You're living the dream, you know, and one of the things too that I like in your story is that you guys, and I tell people this all the time, I think, I kind of joke around sometimes about going to art school and whatnot, but in my game, it has helped a lot. And, it teaches you how to think, and it teaches you how to hone your craft, you know, how to hone your skill. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not going to go to school. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to, you know, go out here and get discovered, by Mr. Big and for the record contract or something. That may happen, but the majority of people I know, that's not how it goes. I think schooling is very important, and you guys did that. And here you are living the dream. You're living, you're living in L.A. now, and you got a hit song. It's, you know, life could be, you could be shoveling snow in Boston. No, I know. I know Connor likes to do that. Come on. Or maybe it's Matt. I don't know. What did you guys like to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Regardless, yeah. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
That's right. There could be worse places to be. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. Well, there's just more stuff that's going to be happening, and I can't wait. And I know you guys are going to be doing it because you're working hard, and it shows in your work, you know. It's phenomenal.
Thanks, Jamie.
Phenomenal. Absolutely, absolutely. I know you guys are wicked busy, and I kept you a little longer than I was supposed to. I apologize about that, but you're fascinating to talk to.
Hey,
and,
no worries.
I can't. Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear more, so keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Oh, anytime, guys. Anytime. I can't wait to hear more. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. That was somewhat coy, and as I said, they're very easy to find. They're on we have their Facebook and Instagram. All you got to do is the at symbol and somewhat coy, or just put it in the search engine there, somewhat coy. We have the direct links, of course, on our show page and whatnot. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 200 of them. The big ones, of course, are Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now coming to you on TuneIn. So how about that? Wherever your little, if you got the Echo or the Google Nest or whatever it is, the little Google things, you know, you just say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, play the Jamie Rocks podcast or the Pop Rocks Radio. Either way, it'll play it. So you can hear me talking to cool people all the time. How about that? Amazing. We will be back tomorrow, everybody. I want everybody to have a good time. Be safe. And if you're going out and you're, you know, doing your shopping or whatever, you know, and I know that everybody's just on their last nerve with this pandemic thing. Don't take it out on the people working, man. Be cool to them. They've been dealing with people all day, and, you know, they don't need any grief from you. So smile under your mask. They can see in your eyes. Be nice. Do your business and get the hell out of there. Okay, folks, we will see you next time. Check out Somewhat Coy. They're awesome. Thanks, guys.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.